News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Reports of two separate sets of peace talks happening in the Middle East between Israel and Lebanon and between the US and Iran. And we were speaking earlier in the programme to Yossi Beilon, who is the former Israeli Minister of Justice and an academic with specialty in the area of political science, also somebody who was significantly involved in the Palestinian-Israeli peace process during the late 80s and early 90s. And he was saying that the situation now hinges fundamentally on whether or not Iran will surrender any prospects of developing a nuclear weapon. With us is Patrick Bury, who is defence expert at the University of Bath and a former NATO analyst. Patrick, is that in essence the be-all and end-all when it comes to red lines?
Well, it depends in terms of there's two different things happening here, essentially. One is what the US deems is in its vital strategic interest, and the other one is what Israel deems in its vital strategic interest. And so, therefore, they don't necessarily completely overlap. There's a question about, although both the countries went to war together against Iran initially, there's a question about whether those national interests diverge in terms of what they would accept and what they wouldn't accept. And you know, at a strategic level, you could say the US, it's not really in its vital national interest if Iran did get a nuclear weapon. Whereas in the case of Israel, of course it is. You know, it's a near neighbor. So I don't know. I don't know whether it's that completely hinging on whether the Hezbollah-Israel deal. It seems to me that the other elements of the Iranian deal could be just as important. For example, the pushback that the US has on one of its demands, and that the proxies basically cease all hostilities and the Iranians renounce keeping those proxies, for example, and supporting them. So that's another one, because that's fundamental too. If the Iranian nuclear program stopped, but there was massive increase in support to proxies, it wouldn't really change the situation much to the benefit of, for example, Israel or even in Yemen as well.
Well, given the nature of the negotiations, obviously the world is hoping for peace. The world is also hoping for the Strait of Hormuz to open. Do you see much in the way of a near-term prospect of that happening?
Do you know what I think is interesting is that the hand of China has been shown over the last couple of days much more clearly than it was in the first round of talks. So my reading of the situation was the Chinese were really the ones pulling the strings, with the Iranians telling them to get to the table, probably with their Pakistani allies telling them to host them, but probably wanting to keep a step back as well. They're very influential with both of those two countries. And I think what we're seeing, the counter blockade, which the US then announced, that was designed to bring leverage on the Chinese. It nonplussed us for a couple of days until more details came out exactly about what it would be doing. And clearly what it's designed to do, there's no Western ships or Western headed ships getting out of the Strait of Hormuz, but there is ships to China and some other countries that have paid the Iranians off. So the idea was to increase the costs on China especially. And almost as soon as that happened, guess what? There's new talk of further negotiations in Pakistan in the next week or so. So, yeah, we'll have to see. The next 5 days, I think, is what they're hoping for.
Patrick, thank you very much for that analysis. Patrick Bury, defence expert at the University of Bath and former NATO analyst.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.